This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man who killed 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021 has been sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. A jury found Ahmad Alissa guilty on all 55 criminal counts, including 10 for first-degree murder. Colorado has no death penalty. The jury deliberated for 6 hours over 2 days, rejecting the defense's claims that Alissa was insane at the time of the shooting. And there is much more from Monday's verdict all this morning. Denver Public Schools controversial reform strategy led to the largest academic improvement that education researchers have ever studied. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more on a new local study.
DPS's strategy from 2008 to 2019 relied on opening new charter and innovation schools and closing low-performing schools. The CU Denver study shows students who experienced 2 years of reformed schooling received the equivalent of between 6 months and 2 years of additional schooling compared to students in surrounding districts. CU Denver's Parker Baxter.
With each additional year of reform, the effects got larger.
The reform years were turbulent, marked by turmoil and community pushback. Baxter says the study provides evidence that big districts with challenges can bring about dramatic change. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
School districts around the state are coming into compliance with a new state law requiring staff use a student's chosen name if it reflects their gender identity. Supporters of the law argue it affirms the identities of trans youth, while opponents raise constitutional questions of compelled speech and say the new law infringes on parental rights. It's 6 minutes after eight. Again, there's more ahead from Boulder and the guilty verdict Monday in the King Super shooting. Also coming up in Denver, a row of homeowners didn't know what they would do when their entire block was slated to be redeveloped into a highway ramp. But something changed.
Cities don't just abandon highway projects. This is a big deal.
So what happened? A handful of residents get to stay in their homes, and their story is just a little later. This is CPR News.